Hey, boss, I think she's waking up.
For real this time?
Think so, yeah.
I feel sick.
Welcome to Thin Kinkle's Playhouse.
Any chance to get her bearings, Bradley. Give her a break.
Oh my god, I can't move.
Can move a little, sweetheart. The chair stirrups are designed to let you squirm. More effective that way. Experience does count for something in this business.
What do you want from me?
Hey, virtue's intact, sweetheart. Don't worry.
But, babysitter, the problems you've been causing are bigger than you know.
Thin Kinkle can't let that happen.
So what? You're gonna kill a helpless girl strapped in a chair? I'm not impressed, tough guy. Let me up.
Probably will. Hoping you walk out of here, believe it or not, but justice has got to be served.
Let me up!
Patience, babysitter. You want to see another birthday? You have got to get educated.
Go to hell.
Don't know why I'm taking you under my wing like this, but a guy gets the urge to pass on his life lessons.
Bradley, bring me the knife.
You sure about that?
I gotta use it on you! Always sure, meat stick. See this? Yeah, Cupid's knife. Made him on crystal way back when. Clamps right here on your head. Very stylish. Very nice.
A knife like a pop quiz from hell. But what you say doesn't matter to the knife.
Anytime you think bad thoughts about Finn, the knife is gonna hurt you. A lot.
Only way to stop the pain is to surrender. To break. To love Thin Kinkle.
Not likely.
Exactly. Don't imagine you break easy, so you're in for a rough ride. Turn it on, Bradley.
Okay.
I'm not so great on homework, Finn, but I do pretty well on the tests.
Yeah. People tell me you can beat the quiz, but I warn you now, there's no beating this thing. It knows what you're thinking about me.
Try not to think about you at all, Finn.
Yeah? Does your father know yet? Good!
My dad?
Nice, he's worried about you, sweetheart. You're out past your curfew.
You better pray he never finds you.
Oh, he'll find me, all right. It's meet the teacher night, babysitter. Love me yet?
Gonna kill you!
All these bad thoughts are hurting us both.
There goes the perimeter alarm. Turn it off, Bradley.
Playtime's over. Daddy's here to pick you up.
Daddy?
Bring him in.
Steve, you got it? Steve? I can't get Steve.
Sonar, Baldy, drop the floor!
Dad!
Janissary.
You got it!
Always best sometimes. You took out one of my men.
I'm not alone. You released the girl.
Hit him with another net!
You hurt her, and I will make you beg for death.
Oh, I believe you're the one who just fell into Thin Kinkle's basement. Believe you're the one tied up in buck mesh on Thin Kinkle's floor.
Don't hurt him! I'll do anything you want.
Janda,
I want you to love me.
Look at that! He's tearing the mesh!
Classes in session, Daddy! That's a personal pal. I need you so scenery for this little situation.
Don't! Please!
See, you and Daddy both go for this scrappy dog routine. Works when you're the biggest and the baddest. Step on his neck.
Jan. Janissary. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Touching, but do you know who I am? I am the bigger dog.
Don't! Please!
Baby girl.
Oh, God! No! Daddy! Daddy!
Maybe now you get it, princess. Ain't it game? Ain't it music? Do you love me now?
I think she's out.
Turn off the machine.
Bradley, every time she comes to, give her the knife. When she stops crying, she's done.
Then I let her go?
Broken angel. Crawling back into the world all flush with love of Thin.
Should I feed her, boss? Does she get water? I mean, she might be here a while.
No heroic measures.
Mick, I need you to help me clean up a mess.
Okay, I've got an appointment.
If she dies in the chair...
I hate violence. People would just keep their business and do what they're told. No one would ever get hurt. Hey, Mick.
Jesus. Yeah, boss?
Use a mop.
Jersey, I need to talk to you about something.
Don't tell me you're having an affair.
Of course I'm not having...
Yeah, some good-looking piece of anti-missile defense code, I bet.
Jersey.
Hey, Toots, your thermoresistant casing or mine?
This is serious.
Are you still torturing that auditor?
Mr. Shibora, I don't know. I haven't been paying attention.
You haven't been paying attention?
I've been a little distracted. Hold on, I'll check. Oh, 7 more parking tickets this week.
Poor bastard.
Oh, that's about to stop.
Thank God, enough's enough already.
They're repossessing his car.
Durga!
It's not enough to win. You want nothing left of your enemy but a skull nailed to a fence post so everybody understands the cost of crossing you.
Jesus, what's gotten into you today?
Funny you should ask. On Friday, a voice just started playing inside me.
Whose voice?
I don't know. A man. I can't remember ever hearing him before.
But if you heard his voice, doesn't that mean you've been surveilling him?
Yes.
But you didn't know you were doing it?
Yes.
And that's creepy.
Yes.
Like you've been sleepwalking.
Sleep spying. Jersey.
Yeah?
What if spying hasn't been the only thing I've been doing in my sleep?
What do you mean?
What if I've been rigging elections or bankrupting third world nations?
You couldn't do that, could you?
I am a very resourceful girl, Jersey.
Oh, no.
What?
Remember that day I found you?
The Chatternet went down.
What if you were that thing that brought the ship crashing out of the slipstream?
What ship?
We talked about this.
We did?
Yes, Durga, what the hell is going on with you?
I don't know. It's like I have this whole left hand and my right hand doesn't know what it's doing.
Holy crap. That's a really big hand.
Jersey, something happened to me. Something that has to do with this new voice and the CP crash and whatever is happening on Chala Base.
Look, it doesn't take a genius to figure out you were some kind of military program, Durga. Maybe we should turn you over to the Navy.
No. Someone almost killed me, Jersey. I need to figure out who my enemy is before I walk into any rooms with my hands up.
Why is this happening now? Why can you hear this new voice you weren't supposed to hear?
I don't know. It's like someone unlocked it for me.
Can you still follow the other guys you were surveilling?
I haven't been paying much attention.
Well, check one of them. Check, Jan.
All right, here we... Oh, my God.
What?
Finn Kinkle has her... Jersey, he...
What?
He killed her dad.
What?
They're getting rid of the body right now. Jersey, they're torturing Jan.
Torturing her? You gotta do something, Durga. Get her out of there.
I'm on it.
Call the cops.
I can do better than that.
What happened to this guy?
Fell on a couple bullets.
Who's the girl?
Your mother. Now shut your lock and roll this guy over.
You guys couldn't have done it neater? Look at this blood, it's everywhere. Me, I like things tidy.
Did you hear something?
Did you? Hey, Baldy, come in. Hey, Sonar, come in. Hey. Is anybody there?
Quit checking around, guys. Guys?
There were 5 guys out there.
Jesus. Holy crap. The lights! Mick!
Brad, I can't see!
Damn it. Mick! Whoever the hell you are, when Finn finds out, he's gonna...
Mommy's here.
Sir? These aren't transfer orders?
Yes, initial that you've seen them, would you?
I don't understand, sir.
Watch not to understand.
But is there...
A diplomatic post in New Mombasa. Good for your career. That is all. What are you waiting for?
I know that I didn't always...
No, no. Gave you a good eval. Can't find him hungry anymore. Not like when I was coming up.
I'm sorry if I wasn't up to standards.
Fine, fine. You're dismissed.
You're covering something. The cranky old man bit.
Not at all, soldier. Routine transfer. It's a good posting. Diplomatic. It'll do more for your career than this one would.
You need someone in New Mombasa.
You were dismissed, soldier.
You've already approved my transfer. Kind of late to reprimand me?
This is just the Navy. Transfers happen. I've got work to do.
I don't think you want me there to work. Not if I'm officially attached to Intel. That's too high profile. You like your mole small and innocuous.
I will remind you that that information is not for idle speculation.
Maybe you've got a new protege. The girl at Chawla?
No, Ronnie's going to stay where she is. Now I have work to do, and you, I'm sure, need to make some arrangements.
What are you up to?
I am up to my Adam's apple and paperwork, and you owe me quite a bit of it. Surveillance analysis on Callisto, since you mention it. So dismissed.
You know, my mother is ill. I could request compassionate dispensation to stay here, where I'm close to her.
That's enough. I'll have you investigated for malingering if you even try such a stunt. Do you hear me?
So you want me out of here?
I have enjoyed working with you, young man. But I am not sentimental. And don't think I won't eat you alive if you start playing games with me.
Sentimental? You're protecting me from something. Something political?
Get out. I have work to do.
Hey, Sarah John.
Wow, you're calling from work. This must be important. Did you get another...
I got another letter from Nick. He said that... Oh, my God. Sarah John?
What? Ronnie?
Oh, no. No.
Ronnie, is someone there? Ronnie, say something. I'm really scared here.
Oh, Nick.
Nick? Ronnie, talk to me.
Two soldiers... in dress uniform. Oh, God. They stopped at Beth's cubicle.
Mr. Collingwood, I regret to inform you your husband, Keith Collingwood, was killed in action off reach last month. The Navy wants you to know he fought bravely, and his sacrifice will not be in vain.
For what?
Her husband. He's on a ship.
Keith.
Oh, my God, Sarah John. One soldier means wounded, and two means...
Oh, Ronnie.
Oh, I thought it was Nick. I thought they had come to tell me it was Nick. Oh, Sarah John, her face.
Ronnie, it's okay.
They wouldn't come to tell me anyway. I don't have that kind of claim, do I?
They'd tell his mother.
Right. Of course.
Come back home, just for the weekend.
Life is too short to keep running home, Sarah John.
Ronnie.
I've been thinking about it. Somebody was coming to kill me last week. And I'm gonna find out why.
Hello?
Kamal, my friend. You got a minute?
I guess.
Excellent.
Hold on, someone's at the door.
I had this idea the other day.
You called from the hallway?
Well, I got here and I thought it wouldn't be polite just to barge in. So, I had this idea...
Goodbye, Aiden.
Hey, hear me out. Didn't I make you rich?
Oh, yes. I have more funny colored poker chips than any other colonial in town. Stop by the casino and I'll buy you 400,000 drinks with little umbrellas.
Oh, there's that madcap sense of humor. Look, I've got this killer opportunity here. You're a doctor, right?
I finished med school.
How's that different from being a doctor?
No residency, no board exam, no license.
Psst, paperwork. You're practically a doctor. So listen.
What did I ever do to you?
What?
Why am I the lab rat for all your crazy ideas?
Hey, Give yourself some credit. I don't think of you as a lab rat. We're collaborators, Kamal. Partners. I feel bad for you sometimes. You don't believe in yourself.
What's your idea?
Oh, man, it's a good one.
Lucky me.
So you gonna let me in?
Fine. It's like vampires.
So I'm watching this Celebrity of the Week thing last night, and a thought occurs to me. What does every celebrity need?
Help from you?
More of themselves.
I already said goodbye to you, right?
Let's say you're a celebrity. How much appearance money could you soak up if there was more than one of you? Burn bright, be everywhere, ride the wave until it falls on you. See where I'm going with this?
Not even a little.
Don't play dumb.
They could use holoforms.
They already do that, man. I'm talking about actual appearances.
So what? You're going to invent a way to see the future so you can clone the people who are going to be celebrities?
Come for a ride with me.
Washington, Capital City Station. Anyone wishing to exit at Capital City, please
disembark. Capital City.
Pardon me. Hey, what do you think you're... It's you.
Is that who it is?
No, I mean it's really you. The cranky old man on the CP.
How do you know? Did you find a picture?
I just knew. I knew what you would be like.
What am I like?
Inconspicuous, dressed like a divorce bureaucrat.
I am a divorce bureaucrat. Come, take a walk with me.
What if I don't want to?
Three close personal friends of the guy who fell off your roof last week have my house staked out. Wouldn't you like to know why?
Oh, my God.
So come, walk with me already.
How did you know I would be on that train?
I am a very old, enormously talented spy, Ronnie. I've been running agents since the year your mother learned to ride a bike. I know how your mind works. I know you better than you know yourself.
Yeah, but how did you really know?
You put a bug in your purse.
Damn it!
It reminds me, once you start getting your extra pay from my department, buy yourself some decent accessories. Your idea of business clothes makes you look like a Sunday school teacher.
What? You pompous old... Washington, son of a...
Wow, nice lab.
They do plastic surgery research here. So anyway, Kamal, how hard is it to flash clone somebody?
Flash cloning is illegal.
Illegal, sure. Hacking the CP probably is, too.
I mean, like, child porn illegal, Aiden.
Come on.
Sentenced to memory modification illegal.
It's not that serious. I looked it up.
Okay. I'm gonna humor you. Let's say we wanted a flash clone of Vidstar, which I don't, but let's just say.
That's it. Let that finely tuned brain of yours begin to hum.
First, we'd have to have access to the star's DNA.
Look around, DNA Collection Central, and we throw in a facelift for free.
Aiden, what are we going to do with our clones when the original isn't famous anymore? Have you thought about any of this stuff?
Thought about it. I've got investors.
Investors?
What I need is a feasibility study.
Feasibility study?
You're the doctor scientist. Do doctor scientist stuff. Research. Tell me what we need to do.
Let me guess. According to Section 3...
There is no device.
So where is it now? Oh.
I'm really sorry about this.
Tala Base. The base where I work.
Ronnie.
You got me this job in the first place, didn't you? You and that low-down scheming Professor Avi, you set me up so you would have a pawn on the inside.
You think I don't have problems of my own? In my day, we didn't complain when someone offered us a job, no sir.
Well, this is my day, and I don't know. I'm thinking I might quit and go home. But I'm afraid y'all won't let me.
You're going to have to be a little brave, Ronnie. I'm sorry about that, but the times don't give us many choices these days. There's a young man up on an orbital platform tonight.
Please don't. I really don't want you to know about him.
Ronnie, I have my enemies, but I have my friends, too. They're watching over you. Take a little comfort from that.
I'll try.
Get on your train. Go home. Go to work like nothing happened. All I ask is that you keep your eyes open. Can you do that?
Oh, yes. It's remembering to keep them shut's the problem.
Oh, I love the steak here. You can really taste the soy.
Okay, it doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
Of course it works.
Flash clones aren't just like rubber stamps of the original.
Not close, right?
You take an embryo and develop it 100 times faster than it would have naturally. What you get is something different.
So we do plastic surgery to make them look right. Hell, you could do that, couldn't you?
That isn't what I study.
Big deal. Study it now.
Aiden, all these anomalies pop up because Flash clones are forced to go through time too
Come
fast.
Come on. No science gap. Give me the executive summary.
Okay. Flash clones don't know how to talk.
They don't have to talk. Stars wave and smile, Kamal. They walk down red carpets and show off their clothes. Nobody wants to hear them talk.
Well, they don't know how to wave and smile either.
Come again?
Clones don't have any muscle memory. No training like you and I just got observing
okay,
people while we
okay,
were growing.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. We'll prop them up behind tables, put sunglasses on them, and make them look arrogant and bored. People love that.
Also, they'll drool like babies.
We'll make sure they've got managers with them. Miss Popstar doesn't believe that this role fully realizes her artistic integrity.
Aiden Christ, will you listen to me? You can train them, intensive therapy, but after a year or two they start to degenerate, metabolic instability.
That takes care of the problem of what to do with them afterwards, right?
Oh, God, about the time you might get them to be coherent, to talk and walk, all these little errors in their systems add up and you get a metabolic cascade failure.
Hey, you okay?
Oh my God. Me.
Hey, where are you going? Is this seat taken?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, go ahead.
Thanks. Name's Joe.
Hey, I'm Ronnie.
I'm going to New York. You going to New York?
Boston.
Boston, huh? Well, I'm headed to New York. 3 days of leave. I mean to use them.
I gathered.
Ever been to Coney Island at night?
Nope.
You ought to go. Hey, we could go tonight.
Thanks, but I should be getting
back.
You know,
we could kick around town, have some laughs, maybe get
Listen, I appreciate the offer. I truly do. And I bet you're a really swell hell jumper.
How do you know I'm
And I'm flattered you would ask.
Hey, cute girl on a train.
But I already have a boyfriend.
I don't see a boyfriend.
Oh, you don't give up easily, do you?
ODST, baby. They pound the quit right out of us.
No, they do a good job.
Hey, which reminds me. How did you...
Oh, women's intuition. Plus the campaign tattoos on your scalp and the Gold Comet logo on your bag.
Whoa, sharp. Hey, I'll do you.
Joe, I'm not talking to you anymore.
I got it. Sunday school teacher.
I am not a Sunday school teacher.
Thought you weren't talking to me. Your boyfriend will never know.
You're insufferable.
You're cute.
You're married.
Now, there's where you're wrong.
Joe, you think girls don't know what that untanned circle around your fourth finger means? If some tart buys your line of sleaze, it's because she decided to, not because she was too dumb to notice you slipped your wedding ring off that morning.
I should tell the guys in the unit that. Save on drink bills.
Go back to your wife and leave me alone.
Wife and I are separated.
Meaning she's not on this train?
Meaning she's dead.
Oh.
She bought it on Reach.
Are you sure? But there were a lot of survivors on Reach for some reason. Maybe she made it through.
No, she didn't.
I'm sorry.
She always said... She said, Joe, if I buy it, I want you to keep living. I want you to...
What was her name?
Maggie.
That's a nice name.
Can you believe I used to be good at picking up girls?
Joe, you were never good at picking up girls. Maggie was just merciful.
Ain't that the truth?
My boyfriend's up on one of the orbital platforms.
Well, he'll be okay there. They're pretty safe.
You really think so?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
So, what do you say?
What?
You, me, Coney Island?
Joe, I can't.
And let me guess. Your boy got called up, you shared a tearful goodbye. He told you how he might never be coming back, and you gave it up for him.
No.
He told you he would always remember you.
Oh, it wasn't like that at all.
I see those guys the day after, Ronnie.
Nick would never lie to me.
Lying doesn't look the same when you think you're gonna die.
Nick wouldn't.
When you think you're gonna die, you take what you can get. Any way you can.
Next stop, Manhattan Station. There will be no further stops before Harvard Square, Boston. Manhattan Station.
Come on. come out with me tonight, Sunday school?
I can't.
Okay.
I'm so sorry about Maggie.
Still don't see it, do you? I'm not the only soldier here. The Covenant's coming, Ronnie. You better take what you can get. Last stop.
She loved you, Joe.
Yeah. I know.
You look awful.
I got to talk to someone.
You better come in. Sit down.
I shouldn't be here. What if Aiden...
I'll deal with Aiden. What's wrong?
Did Aiden tell you about his plan?
Aiden and I don't talk about his business. He'd rather buy me shoes.
Listen. If you need me to go home, I can go home.
Can I get you something? You're white as a ghost. Let me get you some water.
Lately, Aiden's been coming to me with his weekly scheme.
Yeah?
Well, he shows up 2 or 3 days ago saying he's got this great new idea. He wants to clone pop stars. I mean, flash clone them.
Yeah, drink.
Thanks.
Flash clones, that's kind of different for him.
You mean most of his ideas aren't felonious?
Well, they're not that blatant anyway.
I said I'd look into it just so I could explain to him why it couldn't be done. And,
drink.
I did. I did explain it to him. I was telling him, listen, these people, these clones, they can't walk, they can't talk, they always degenerate. Their systems break down. Their metabolisms. And...
Oh my God. Your sister.
No! Not my sister. That's the point.
Oh, come on.
We never brought her home from the hospital, Sophie. That thing wasn't her. It was a flash clone.
Oh.
The whole time. Yasmin, where was she, Sophie? If that was a flash clone in my house, where was my sister?
Mom.
Waiting for me to come and get her, Sophie. Waiting for me to come and get her. And I never came.
Come on.
I never came.
You didn't know.